Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Sans Pants Radio.
Eat my dust, slime ball! Eat fumes, Wormo!
Hey everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Thumb Cramps, a video game podcast for everyone whose thumbs are cramping. I'm Joel.
I'm Jackson.
I'm Hayden.
That's right, we're joined by special guest Hayden. God. You may know him from twitch.tv/HaydenHaydenHaydenHaydenHer.
Yep, that's me.
There'll be a link in the description.
Yeah.
But today, we've got you in the Thumb Cramp studio to discuss video games. And today, we're going to be looking at Rogue Heroes, Ruins of Tasos.
Uh-huh.
And other games. Other podcasts would do another take.
Not us.
Not me.
I liked it.
Second thought another take was coming.
It felt real.
Yeah, exactly. It's unfiltered.
This is a game that I've literally never heard of until just then. So yeah, I'm excited to see what I think about it in
Jackson
this review.
Jackson knows about this game. So I think I've probably mentioned it to you too, Hayden, because Team 17, the team that made Worms.
Oh yeah, Worm Boys.
Yeah. Worm Boys. They made all the Worms games. They emailed Sans Pants Radio and they said, hey, here's review codes for our new game.
Mm-hmm.
And we were like, yeah, sick. That rules. Then my brain was like, we are a video game review podcast.
That is true. I'm professional gamers.
We are professional gamers. We get paid to game.
That's fucked up.
But
because you're not even that good at video games.
But we get paid, so therefore we're pro
gamers. I know the definition.
Yeah.
It's just funny.
You've raised some money on Twitch for yourself, so you too.
Professional gamer.
But that's also ridiculous because I suck at video games.
Yeah, we'll get to that. So they reached out, they gave us a game, and I was like, I had not heard much about it, but it's basically... it feels like it plays a little bit like A Link to the Past mixed with Wizards of Legend.
Okay.
And there is some roguelike elements to it, and it also is randomly generated dungeons.
Oh, sick.
That sounds neat.
Yeah, it's multiplayer. I haven't played the multiplayer part yet, though, because
I haven't invited me. No friends.
I have no friends. I have no one that... I don't live with anyone that is interested in playing the Nintendo Switch, which is what I have it on. Mm-hmm. It's also available on Steam.
Ah.
Basically, you start the game, you're a guy... You started in this...
I just realized I've been imagining a worm as the main character. But no, they're probably branching out. Yeah. Okay,
Try and non-worm-based.
Do you want to see a picture?
Yeah, go on.
I would also like to see one because I'm not... I don't know what I'm imagining. And I know we've brought... Like, you've talked about this previous.
I said I'd show you a picture, but I literally just opened the game.
You've talked about
it's
this
kind of like Stardew Valley sort of vibes, right?
Yes. It's like
top-down.
Yes. It looks like Stardew Valley mixed with A Link to the Past.
Okay.
A Link to the Past is an old game. You probably haven't played it.
Yeah, I've not heard of that at all.
The Legend of Zelda, A Link to the Past.
I've heard. Oh, yeah.
You know Zelda.
Yeah. Zelda, the guy in the green hat.
Yeah, that's the one. That's the one.
Yeah, that's him.
But it's also multi-
That's the guy.
That's Zelda.
Yeah.
And it's one of those games similar to Stardew Valley where you start and you got nothing.
Yeah.
You're in a dirty little house that's got holes in the wall. And
this game already sounds great.
And there's one guy that's like, hey, get me some gems and I can build a shop. And then I'm a builder, so then we can build some other stuff, get the town pumping. There's a lot going on straight at the start of the game, because you've got to, like, get to a dungeon, beat the boss to, like, progress the story. Mm. But you also need to get to the dungeon to earn gems.
Oh, yeah.
To come back to help build the town.
Mm.
And then you got to like repopulate the town. So there's a lot going on.
Cool.
It also...
Yeah.
It's like you glossed over that bit. How do you do that?
What?
Repopulate the town? Just you and the man with the gems?
God damn. Good luck.
All right. I'm in. What kind of bosses are you fighting? Like wizards and shit? Or just like
yeah.
ghouls?
I wish I had an answer for you. I fought a lot of ghouls.
Oh, that's
but
good.
I haven't fought a boss yet because I'm not... good at the game.
Oh, magnifique.
So I've died a bunch, mm-hmm. but I've done a pretty good job of building stuff in the town because basically there's two currencies in the game. There's coins, which you find in like the overworld.
Yeah.
And they're not used for that much as far as I'm aware. It's mostly just used for like occasionally you run into chests that need like a certain amount of coins mm-hmm. to open. Gems you get in the dungeon, gems everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy. That should be the exact opposite way around. Yeah.
What you
gems,
find...
But gems occur naturally in caves.
Yeah, I know, but when was the last time you paid for something in gems?
Good point.
5 minutes before we started recording this episode when I was playing this game.
Oh, well, that doesn't count.
I bought a farm for 400 gems.
Oh, that's pretty cheap.
Yeah, that's not bad.
Well, I don't know the gem to coin
Yeah, what's the conversion rate?
Yeah. There doesn't appear to be a conversion rate straight off the bat. Okay. There might be one later on. Oh, yeah. I paid 30 coins to open a chest that had like 200 gems.
Okay, well, is that like a gamble? You know how sometimes I hear like a loot crate sort
I mean,
of thing?
Like, yeah. It was like a loot crate thing because I didn't know what was in it. It's not like that I put the 30 in knowing that there's 200. Could have put it in a snake, could have come out. So that happens sometimes.
Oh, no.
That's good.
But that's kind of like if you buy a $1 scratch in... win $2,000.
Yeah. Or you buy $1 scratchy and a snake comes out.
Yeah, snake neither of those are the official conversion rate of currency.
I just go into the guy behind the counter at a 7-Eleven. How are you going to bring the snake out? I got a snake. A snake's going to bite me now.
He's like, oh, bad luck, buddy.
Yeah, too bad. I don't know if I do.
Yeah, all right. I got another dollar. This game is very fun. And at first, I will admit, the first, like, I reckon 10 to 15 minutes, which doesn't sound like a very long time, but because the game just, like, starts and you're like, it's not, there's no story or anything to start. It's just like, let's go. Yeah. I was like, I don't know. The graphics looking a little Stardew Valley-y, the feel of it. I was like, this kind of feels a little bit like a cheap A Link to the Past clone. It's a Zelda game.
Oh, yeah. Zelda's the guy with a hat. Yeah,
he's a little green guy. Yeah.
And clone means copy. If you've got any other questions, just let me know. Raise your hand.
I think that's it.
That's good. That's good.
And yeah, I was like, I don't know about this. And there's like a stamina bar, so like you can only attack so many times. A stamina bar, very similar to Breath of the Wild. Another
I know what a stamina bar is. Really thought you were going to talk down to me about stamina bars there.
No, instead I spoke down to you about a very big video game.
Yeah, that's fine.
I was like, oh, okay, this is very inspired by Zelda. But then the moment I got to a dungeon and realized how the game worked, I was like, oh no, this plays way differently.
Okay.
So when you die, you get sent back to the town. You keep all of your gems and stuff. But to go into the dungeon, you have to make a sacrifice, which is throw all your gems away.
Oh,
so
that's cool.
Yeah. So when you die, you can go back to the town and buy stuff. If you leave or beat the thing, you obviously keep the gems. But if you don't get enough gems to buy something, you just have to throw them away, go back to the dungeon.
That's kind of cool. That's kind of a neat mechanic.
And I really want to play this with you, Jackson, and probably Zamat, if he could make the effort for once in his life, because as you may have noticed, not here.
Yeah.
Disgusting.
Lazy.
Had to pull in me.
Yeah.
Also, thanks for not offering to play it with me. That's fine. Not even stressed about
it. You got a Switch?
I can go. No, I don't have a Switch. I was going to say I could buy one. I can't buy a Switch. I don't have any money.
Follow Hayden at twitch.tv/HaydenHaydenHaydenHayden The her is just another H.
I was confused about that.
Four Haydens and then one H.
Yeah, yeah.
And Hayden spelled H-A-Y-D-E-N.
See, I always say that Hayden.
Hayden.
It's like an airy Hayden. Not
so all the money that you earn from Twitch, which
all the money.
Well, you're fat, Dosh.
Yeah. If people want to throw their hard-earned money away, what are you going to buy with your money? Their money that's now your money.
I was going to buy Twitch. A green screen.
You're gonna?
But then Tom Walker messaged me because we chat, me and Tom Walker.
Yeah, oh my god,
he's been on the show before.
He doesn't even talk to me.
Listeners of the show would know Tom Walker from previous episodes.
Yeah. hello, Tom Walker, how you doing? He blocks me. So.
They may also know him from twitch.tv/TomWalkerIsGood.
Yeah, that's true.
But he was like, hey, don't get a green screen. Get a better light first.
Yeah.
Because you look like shit. I mean, he didn't say that, but that's what he inferred.
But there's an implication.
So I'll probably buy a ring light.
Oh, yeah.
And then maybe a green screen. And then maybe a Switch so we can play.
Yeah, I was going to say, the correct answer is a Switch so you can play Legend of Tarzos or whatever.
Yeah, Legend of Tarzos. Rogue Heroes Legend of the Tarzo.
Okay.
What? Well, Tarzo's just Australian pogs?
Yes.
I think they're exactly the... Like, exactly.
Oh, wait, I was talking pogs, right? to you about this.
Yeah.
I
was like, just a cheater on them, which is cool.
Mm.
He describes his Cheetos as dangerously cheesy, which you'd think would not work, but it does. It makes me want them.
If I described a movie as dangerously cheesy, though, you don't want to watch it, right?
No. But if it's a Cheeto...
What if you start describing everything as dangerously? I'm like, oh, if this game's... dangerously a platformer.
I mean, like, what do you mean?
It's dangerously fine.
No, see, I think if you go dangerously good or dangerously bad.
So you're saying dangerously a genre. It's a dangerously a real-time strategy.
Dangerously RTS.
Yeah. It's not okay if you say the acronym, but if you say the full thing. Yeah.
Dangerously real-time strategy.
Yeah.
Dangerously role-playing game.
Mm.
And it is dangerously available on Switch right now. And Steam.
And Steam.
That's true.
But yeah, I haven't played this multiplayer, and I think that the game will really, really, really open up with that.
Is the multiplayer just the same game with two people?
Well, up to four.
Ooh.
And I feel like that with four people running around, there will be so much stuff happening.
Do you play on like someone's world that they've sort of built up?
I think it would just be when you start the game. Yeah. When you start the game, it's like single player, local co-op, or online.
So play online. Yeah. So you'd start a whole new game if you had people join.
Would happen with, so you know, like to get in the dungeon, I got to give away all my gems.
Mm.
Would we all have to?
Don't know.
What if I started?
Okay, so remember at the start of the episode where I said I haven't played multiplayer? And you're asking me questions about the multiplayer.
I'll let you know, ever since I brought up Chester Cheater, I've been thinking about how he's clearly 40 and he might be like the oldest mascot that I can think of.
What do you mean he's clearly 40?
Look at Chester Cheater and tell me he's not 40 to like early 50s.
I know exactly what you mean.
Yeah.
But he's trying to hang out with high schoolers.
Yeah. Chester Cheater, he's kind of a creep, is Chester Cheater.
For sure.
Yeah, it's the mustache, it's the glasses. He's like, you know, like an older dude that lives at the beach. And when you're young, you're like, oh, that's cool.
He
lives in a van by the beach. But then you get older and you're like, oh, that's really sad that he lives in a van by the beach.
He keeps offering those girls cigarettes.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know how I feel about that.
Dangerously smoky.
Well, that one works.
Yeah, that makes me want to smoke.
Yeah.
I think Hayden Minute worked because cigarettes are dangerous. Like the song, Cigarettes Will Kill You. You love that song.
I do.
Ben Lee,
Ben Lee, big fan of the show. He's not.
You can catch my disease.
Yeah.
Lung cancer from the cigarettes.
Are you looking him up?
No, I was looking up the price of Rogue Heroes, but because the game was gifted to me through a code, the Switch store doesn't display the price. So unfortunately, I can't do my favorite trick of thumb cramps, pick up my Switch, turn it on, and just start browsing for data. Instead, I've had to go to the Nintendo website, I'm on one bar of reception. And let me tell you, the website has a lot of pictures.
Yeah, there's a lot going on in the Nintendo website.
So much going on in my phone.
It's busy.
Handling none of them. Yeah. Rogue. What did I say? It was called Heroes.
Rogue Heroes, Legend of Tarzos.
Or Legend of Pogs in America.
Has exactly. Been Heroes, Hero of Ruin. Little. This is not good.
I really thought that Poggers, like, you know, people say, oh, Poggers.
Yeah.
I really thought that was related to Pogs for a really long time.
But that's, that. What is it from?
I don't know. I think
is
a guy.
Is it from anything?
I think a guy's name was like John Pogger or something.
John Pogger, the first man to ever say Poggers. And to ever go, ooh.
Oh, yeah. They were like, well, if John Poggers likes the game, then...
Is that the guy that got cancelled for going to the insurrection?
I don't know much about old John Poggers.
That's Pog Champ.
Yeah, that might be... Yeah, it's unclear. But all I know now is that it has nothing to do with Pogs. And that was disappointing to find out.
Is that confirmed, though?
Because
it sounds like you don't have any idea where it's from.
Well, I what about this? I suggest in the future, if you're listening to this and you're the kind of person that, you know, will jump on a Twitch stream and you'll want to say Poggers, say Tazoggers, you know, in honor of Tarzos as opposed to Pogs.
I'm Tazoggers.
Tazoggers, dude. Yeah, Tazoggers.
That's the Australian.
Yeah, Australian Poggers is Tazoggers. Oh, whoa, clutch. Tazoggers. I promise your favorite Twitch streamer is going to love it.
Yeah. Why not just say clutch? You're already saying clutch in that.
What's clutch? Things.
What do you mean, what's clutch?
What's clutch?
Clutch is like if you like you like win the game, steal the game from, you know.
Like a last moment, an epic moment.
Oh, yeah, I see, an epic game moment.
But that's because clutch is different from Tarzoga's. Because clutch is like, you did it. Tarzoga's is like, I approve.
Did people say pog because they approve?
Yes, that's what you say poggers. Because somebody's done well at the game and you're like, good job. Pog move.
It's just instead of GG.
Yeah, so clutch, Tarzoga's.
I don't think Poggers is GG, is it?
No, it's not GG. That's
GG's
a good game.
GG is different.
Yeah, but no, it's replaced.
You can have Poggers in the middle of a game.
GG.
No one says GG WP anymore.
No, but they say Pog if you've done well in the game in the moment.
Yeah, Let us know. Is this podcast Pog or is this a GG WP?
Is it Tarzoggers?
You can get a mid-game Tarzoggers, but you can't get a mid-game GG.
No.
You get a mid-game GG all the time when you've either made a huge play or you've messed it up in a colossal way.
That's true. That's like a GG. It's like a kind of sarcastic
ironic,
GG.
Gamers love our... You'll learn this when you stream some more, Hayden.
Yeah.
Gamers, they love irony.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, this game's good, and I think it'd be more fun if I play it with friends, which I will.
Yeah, I'm excited for that.
Yeah.
I'm not excited because you said you wouldn't play with me. So.
No, that's fair. Until you buy a Nintendo Switch, then I will. I still couldn't find out how much the game was.
Let's just say a bargain. And
So the thing is, I think if it's more than like $40... Mm-hmm. I don't know if, and you can't play with friends immediately, I
maybe
would probably hold
it
out. But if it's less than that, it feels fleshed out enough for that.
No, that's sick.
Yeah.
Yeah, cool. Anyway, Tarzoggers, dude.
GG.
I tried to Google, I'm like, oh, maybe I'll Google how much it is. Immediately forgot the name of the plot. I know it's got about a million words in the title. Forgot all of them.
Rogue Heroes Nintendo Switch.
That's too many words.
Well, you look that up. I will talk about the game I've been playing, Puss. Okay.
We can't both be on our phone looking up Legend of Poggers or whatever. What's this fucking game called?
Rogue Heroes!
Legend of Poggers. Legend. So I've been playing a game. I was browsing the Switch store, the Nintendo Switch store.
You just said the name of the game is Puss. And then Hayden and I gave you nothing.
Yeah, because we're very mature, responsible young men.
Yeah.
Anyway, I saw the name Puss and I was like, I gotta play the game Puss. Yeah, I can't ignore Puss.
Is it the movie game from like Shrek and you play as Puss from Puss in Boots?
That would be Puss in Boots, although they don't call him Puss.
But I think it didn't have his own movie and it was called Puss?
Or was it called Puss in Boots?
That makes sense.
Pussy from the greatest of Shrek. So I saw this and I was like, at the very least, I spent $7 for being able to say that I've played Puss. And it was great because when I said it, I got no response as well. A waste of $7.
But then you got the great riff about calling
Pussy from the creators of Shrek.
Yeah.
Which is pretty good.
Yeah.
That's a $6 or $7 riff for sure.
Yeah, exactly. That's worth it.
We should start putting dollar monies on riffs. Tarzoggers.
Yeah.
That's $1 million riff.
Yeah, that's great.
Oh my God.
Tarzoggers is worth a cold
money
mil.
Money in the bank.
Yeah. So Puss is one of those games.
I'm just going to interrupt again. Best of luck to all of us for the rest of this episode. And best of luck to any listeners that want any insight on video games from here on out. This is going to be a fight the whole way.
Yeah, I can feel it. We're struggling all the way down. So Puss is, you know those games where it's like, just like you're a little guy and you do a maze? You do though. You know the kind of game.
What?
Yeah.
So it's like a maze on the screen and you're like a little icon. It's like almost like, top down, kind of. And you just move through the maze. But if you touch the sides, you like die.
It's like the red dot game.
Yeah, it's like that, but you're a little cat and it's like got big vaporwave vibes. Why is Adam just staring at us?
Adam's just standing
there. Stop looking at us.
Like leering at us.
Okay. Well, I'm going to turn away from him.
Yeah, I don't like
try
it at
to
all.
Keep talking about the game. Anyway, so it's like, it sounds very simple, but it's also one of those games that's kind of bullshit at the same time.
Yeah.
You know, so like, you can move just regularly quite slowly with one joystick, but if you move at the same time with the other joystick, you move like 1,000,000 miles an hour, and sometimes...
That sounds like the worst.
Oh,
wait, what?
So, okay, so say you've got like...
Hold my Nintendo Switch, okay.
So... You got to imagine that I'm a little cat head and that there's an...
Wait, did you say you were a cat head before?
Yeah. When you said the red dot game, he's like, but the red dot's a cat head.
Oh, my apologies.
So you got to...
That's the name Puss.
Yeah, exactly. So that's why it's called Puss.
It's all coming together.
Because you're a puss. Mm. So you got to move from like, say there's like a corridor that you've got to go, like a rectangle, but the rectangle keeps like moving so it's really thin and then expanding again, but it does it quite quickly because...
Yeah.
To make it difficult for you. So if you just push up with the top Joy-Con... like normal joystick.
You're going half speed.
You're going to get halfway and get crushed. So what you got to do is you got to, at the same time with both of them, but then you move too quickly and slam off the edge on the other side and die. So you've got to be clever about it to make it work.
It's like NOS.
Yeah, yeah, it is. It's NOS for your little cat.
Cat NOS.
Is there like a story, or is it just like, oh, you're this freaky cat story. In this weird dimension where the walls kill you?
That is the story.
Oh, okay.
So I've not made it past the boss of World 1-1.
Yeah. Well, there's bosses.
Yeah, it's kind of the boss becomes a bit of a bullet hell, but you're a cat's head.
Yep.
And it's like a chihuahua, and it's shooting laser beams at you, and you've got to like collect these little power-ups, whatever. You get enough of them, then you can tap A and do damage to it.
Feels like one of those Run the Jewels music videos where everything's a cat.
It does feel like a music video. It's got this like surreal vibe to it, and this kind of weird, horrible music in the background that's kind of like
that is horrible.
But what's very good is that it's like that horrible music, but then when you get to the end of a maze, it's like meow. So it's always like
Jackson, you said you said this was a $7 game.
Yeah.
It was $18.
Okay, $18. Maybe I got it on special, because I don't think I spent that much.
It also looks sort of nothing like you described.
Can I have a little look?
Yeah.
You said vaporwave. That kind of sort of meant like a lot of pink and neon colors and stuff.
It's, yeah.
Oh, wait, no. Okay. Yeah, that's very vaporwave.
Oh, yeah. Some of the levels are more vaporwave-y than others. So it's like one of those games where you know where a game is actually not very good, but they can just sort of claim that the difficulty is, like, it's hard because it's not very good, but you can be like, oh, that's part of the game design. It's just like one of those super tough games.
Yeah. It's a great game, it's really hard and you suck.
Yeah. It's got the vibes of that. Like, there are real problems where if you touch the sides, your cat like glitches out and you can lose a life. But sometimes you get stuck when you touch a side, and even if you try to like move back quickly enough, you just die. Some levels are like the levels that you do each world are randomized, and so that makes it like sometimes you just get kind of you suck shit straight out the gate because the level's like a really difficult one, and then sometimes you get a really good run where they're all pretty easy. It's a good game to sit down and play for a little bit, I guess.
It's a trailer, Hayden. I just watched it, goes to 30 seconds, and it almost sucked me in, so I understand how
it feels. Dusha, like a game you'd actually quite like, I think, because it's got it's like got that frustrating element that you would enjoy.
Yeah.
Plus, it's a bit cooked in the way vibe of it.
Seven men with robes and swords. Before.
Yeah, so that's kind of those are evil council. Cats that I think has trapped you in a bad dimension.
In the bad cat dimension.
Yeah, so you're
drinking your cat shit on the floor or something, and that's
why
what
would
happened?
Other cats care?
There's a
about
level
that,
where the
though.
Cat head rides a dolphin.
Yeah, well, there's a level with a dolphin in it. Maybe that's a level I've not got to yet.
Well, I mean, you're only up to world 1-1, which is the first level of the game.
Yeah, it's hard. It's
so yeah, maybe you're not.
Well, I think I'm. Maybe we can say. Yeah, look, it's a good game to like sit down, do one run through, get frustrated, put it down, and then like an hour later come back to and try again. I definitely won't finish it because I will get will get distracted way before like it's not sucked me off that much, I guess.
I forgot to say, like, Rogue Heroes has probably put me in the suck me off dimension, but it hasn't sucked me off. But I feel like that I'm close.
Mm.
Like, if I put too much time in it, that's a big suck off.
Yeah, that's fair.
But Hollow Knight is still on my Switch.
Yeah, I figure you're still. Yeah. It's hard to be not sucked off by Hollow Knight.
Yeah,
I think with whatever this game is, Puss. I think that if I
an $18 riff,
$18 to say a word that is mildly. Like, not even a cuss word. Like, it's just...
it's a bit rude if you think about it in a rude way.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, you said pussy before, so that's put everyone...
And I said that for free.
Yeah, you gave the audience a bit of a pussy for free.
Yeah, that's exactly. Nice. Puss feels worse than pussy. I don't know why. Anyway, I think that if, like, a couple of years ago when I could not just easily buy another game, I could get sucked off by Puss. Mm-hmm. But because I can just, like, some Nintendo shit will come out and I'll be like, oh, yeah. And I'll forget Puss ever existed. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's Pokemon Snap will come out in 2 months and I'll be gone forever. Throwing apples at Pikachu's head and shit. You know?
Yeah, I get it.
Trying to drown a Geodude or whatever.
Yeah. Hang on. We've got a theme song for this section.
Yeah.
He's Dusha. He's the Switch snitch, what a bitch. I don't know.
You didn't hear it, but I played it.
That was great.
Jackson, I've just been inspecting your Switch profile.
Okay, thank you. Yeah.
I noticed you've gone back to Croco Block Knockers.
I took a little sojourn back to Croco Block Knockers. I don't think I got any further, though, tragically. No, that's sad.
Do you know about Croco Block Knockers?
No, I don't, but I would love to.
Okay, so Croco Block Knockers is... Jackson, you can explain this.
Sure. So it's... I guess you might call it an erotic puzzle game. wherein you are a lizard who has been instructed by a sleazier lizard to match box colors in a certain grid. Yeah. And as
like
the
bejeweled kind of vibe?
Yeah, sort of. And as the boxes, if you get a three in a row, they fuse together and you get a snifter of anime titty. So I've been playing that on and off for that sweet, sweet snifter of booba.
How
you get nipple.
Graphic is it?
You get nipple.
You get nipple and butt, but you don't get any holes. So, but that's the kind of level of core I like, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Very soft core.
Switch store, it is described as the naughtiest action puzzler on the block is back and more revealing than ever.
Yeah, which is exciting to hear. Mm. But I've reached a point where in Croco Block Knockers, Croco Block Knockers is an update for everyone. I've reached a point in Croco Block Knockers where the difficulty spike is so high. So if you fill the perfect grid, like exactly as the grid's laid out, you get to keep the woman that is revealed. You get to keep the picture of her that you can look at in the gallery anytime you'd like.
Okay. You can also just look on the internet at boobs.
That's an option.
You can just type TIT, enter. Yeah,
but I wouldn't get the curated... You know, what Croco Block Knockers, the kind of erotica they think I deserve, you know?
Yeah. What if you wrote 16-bit tits?
It would still be too graphic. Here's what I got to write. Croco Block Knockers revealed pictures.
Yeah.
That will be the perfect level of erotica for me. But anyway, yeah, I've reached a point where I can't, I'm so bad at it that I'm not being able to save the images. They're not in my gallery anymore, which is a bummer. It's a real shame.
Enough. Not horny enough.
Not
for
horny
it.
Enough, exactly. Mm.
Pornhub apparently has a category called 16-bit porn videos. I'm not going to click on it. This is a work environment.
Click on it.
But
go on, click on
that
it.
That is confusing. Anyway, I've closed
oh,
it.
Yuck. Oh, Joel, don't show me that.
Yuck.
We're at work.
That's pornos, dude. Oh. I only like pornos if it's on the Nintendo Switch from Nintendo themselves.
Yeah, the Nintendo seal of approval if they still do that. Yeah, quality seal of...
I hope they've given that to Croco Block Knockers.
Well, they would have if it's on the...
Yeah,
it's on the Switch store,
yeah,
surely.
Just saying.
I don't let anyone on that.
Yeah, anyway. Oh, yeah, I forgot to say how many thumbs for...
Oh, yeah.
I think, honestly, at the moment, probably 4 thumbs for Rogue Heroes.
Mm, that's
pretty
good.
3 thumbs and a knock to 4 thumbs.
Yeah.
I think that I'm a little, probably a little too early into the game to, really know how deep this game is going to get me.
Mm-hmm.
So let's just say a tentative 4-thumber.
Okay.
Could easily go to, a strong 4 thumbs or a weak.
Or 4 thumbers and a knock,
yeah,
maybe.
Or, a weak 3, Whew. Depending on how it goes. Whew. Anyway, how many thumbs for Puss?
I don't know. It's for the game it is.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty good. It's just those little kind of bullshit moments where I'm like, you are making this intentionally clumsy to play and a bit awkward so that you can say it's really difficult, but it's not in a way that ever feels fair.
Uh-huh.
So that kind of makes it lose some thumbs. But for what it is, probably maybe 3 thumbs and a knuck
three
to 4 thumbs
knock.
for Puss.
A game where you're on World 1-1 and you don't think you'll ever play it again.
Yeah, 4 thumbs,
four
probably.
Thumbs. Okay.
I would say,
yeah,
I would give it that. And Croco Block Knockers retains whatever thumb score it got previously.
Yeah, yeah. I think it was originally 3 thumbs and a knock, and then it got bumped up to 4 thumbs and a knock.
Yeah, I think it should stay there. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think that you should probably give it 1 thumb, but it's the thumb that people do when they put their thumb through their crotch and make it look like a little boner.
Or it should be...
You know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, I know.
I know when you make your thumb look like a little boner.
Yeah,
dude.
Yeah. You're okay.
I thought for some reason, you're like, you should make it the thumb, and I immediately thought of the shocker, and I was like, yeah, I'll make it the thumb in the shocker, and then I was like, there's no thumb in the shocker.
That's a shocker.
The shocker, okay, it's a thumb in the shocker, but it's a way of fingering, okay?
The
shocker shocker, all right? Which you could do, but no one would have a good time.
I don't think anyone has a good time with the regular shockers.
That is fair. But there's so much top of knuckle, with the shocker shocker. You're also just punching it. Anyway.
You're just doing the telephone hand gesture, but genitals.
To a genitals, yeah. Mm. Yeah. Anyway, Hayden, what have you been playing?
I've been playing Tony Hawk's Underground 2.
Oh, Thug 2, baby!
On the PS2 from 2000 and...
four or something.
Four or some shit.
That rules. Yeah,
yeah. It is sick.
Yeah.
It is a great game. I don't know if it holds up amazingly. Well, like, so at the end of the first level, or like, not the training one, like the first stage, the R slur gets dropped.
Okay.
I don't think there's any women in the game at all.
Certainly
cool,
not any
cool. main characters or any that I can remember. But besides that, it's fun.
I played heaps of Thug 1 when I was a kid. Like heaps. Like, it was the kind of game that I did everything I could on, and then I figured out that you could do, like, you know, there was like a glitch where if you went up to a skyscraper or a tall building and you jumped in a certain way, you just humped your way up the wall and you could reach like to the top of skyscrapers and look at all the like shitty level geometry and stuff. So I was all over that.
Yep.
Did you play Thug 1? Like, does it compare?
I didn't play Thug 1. I never That's humped fair. The walls. I never humped my way to the top of a skyscraper.
They've rolled.
I've been watching Hayden play Tony Hawk Underground 2 live on twitch.tv/HaydenHaydenHaydenHaydenHer.
Yeah.
Or
Hayden.
You gotta hit the exhale on the last Hayden. So.
Hayden.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. And Hayden spent 30 minutes trying to climb a ladder.
It's a tough game. There's this bit. No, okay. So there's a bit where you have to get a lot of speed, grind on a ladder that's on the ground.
Okay.
Then go up a quarter pipe, jump in the air. While you're in the air, get off your board. Then whilst you're at the top of the apex of your
jump, yeah,
you got to grab onto a ladder, climb the ladder, and paint a mural.
Oh, my God.
I don't know if you, Jackson, or you, the listeners, are aware, but there's a graffiti, a tag button.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I remember it's great. That. Like, that's what I like about it, too, because you can press get off your board, run around, climb ladders and shit. You press triangle and you graffiti on stuff. If you do a wall plan, it plants a sticker on it.
Do you get to pick what your graffiti is? Is it a
custom
thing?
Yeah, you can fully customize it. Sick. You can fully customize your sticker. You can fully customize everything. It's sick. You can create a level, which is pretty classic, but I think it's the only game that you can create a trick.
Oh!
Tony Hawk Underground 1 has that as well.
Yeah.
And American Wasteland.
Yeah.
Okay, but besides those two, it's the only one where you can create a trick.
Does in the level creator, do they have the punji pit?
I don't.
That's
what's
a Tony Hawk Pro Skater
pit?
2 thing.
Yeah.
Is it just a stinky hole?
It's a pit full of spikes, but it's like a trap used in the Vietnam War.
Oh,
it's really weird that it's in Tony Hawk.
Yeah, there's definitely spikes, I think.
Maybe
I haven't done
the
level creator.
Maybe
it's actually called that in Tony Hawk Pro Skater 2.
Okay. I don't know why.
Someone did a deep dive on it. It wasn't any of us. We just know about it.
Yeah.
They were like, how did that
happen? Brian David Gilbert, I think, did a... Yeah, yeah.
They were like, why is...
Why is this in Tony Hawk?
Because like a spike pit is pretty normal for...
Why
game,
have they specifically referred to it as a punji pit named after the like guerrilla Viet Cong trap?
Was it like specifically like, I think it was like bamboo, wasn't it? Was it sharp bamboo covered in shit?
Yeah.
So this one, there's no covering in the level, but it is bamboo poles.
Covered in shit?
Yeah. I don't know if the shit's there, but...
Covered in blood.
Yeah, we know it's there.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, it's pretty cool.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, tell us about you trying to climb this ladder for half an hour.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So, I had to jump up, do a million things, grab this ladder. Took me fucking ages.
Yeah.
And then this guy came on my Twitch who had speed ran that exact game 50 times and was like,
can beat it in 17 minutes.
And he's like, you haven't unlocked the mission to do this yet. So I had to go and find the secret skater, unlock the mission to paint the mural.
Oh, that's so funny.
Took a long time to climb the ladder, immediately fell down. Tried again for ages to climb the ladder. Then I did the thing. I spray painted on this wall. Nothing happened.
Yeah.
Right. Spray painted more of the wall, climbed all the way around, spray painted every inch of the wall you possibly can.
Yeah.
And then turns out there was just a glitch where just I did it. Like, people in the chat were like, yeah, I looked it up and you've done it. And
so
I don't know why it's not working.
Oh my God.
Which is fun. Played by glitches.
Yeah. Yep. Got him. Got him.
I would have climbed the ladder way sooner if there wasn't a glitch. It was a bit of a glitch.
There was no glitch.
Yeah, of course. Glitches.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Just to set the scene for anyone who isn't familiar with the exact situation that Hayden is doing, there's a quarter pipe. A ladder, which is just like a rail.
Yeah, yeah.
And then another quarter pipe. And he just needs to go up the quarter pipe, grind the rail, go up the other quarter pipe and just jump.
That's what I was picturing.
No, not just jump. You have to get get off your board at the exact right time so you're flying through the air off your board. Then at the top of the thing, press a button to grab the ladder.
Hayden's problem was he was getting off the board the moment he hit the quarter pipe.
Yeah, and so I just wouldn't jump.
So he wouldn't jump and
I would just be standing on the ramp.
Is, I guess, what Hayden is referring to as the glitch.
Mm. Yeah.
But he would jump off too early, so his character would kind of hit the wall before the ladder, but then slide up a little bit, so it would end up kind of in between
the ladder.
Yeah.
Why am I great? Yeah.
I'm not a skater man.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And I remember in Tony Hawk Underground, and maybe I'm calling out skater men in this what I'm about to say. Mm-hmm. So Tony Hawk Underground and Tony Hawk Underground 2, part of a trick could be getting off the board and running.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Is that a real trick?
No.
Because I'm not impressed if you just get off your board and run around.
I guess it kind of... real rules for what is and isn't a trick. If you do it and it's worth watching,
I just remember it could be part of a combo. And I was like, okay, you've stopped and you're running and then you're doing a new trick.
Jackson, all right. So in real life...
There's no point system.
Yeah, there's no point system.
I'm aware.
Are you sure?
Okay.
So if you did a kickflip... and then caught the board, then ran, and then
another kickflip. I'm not like that's the same trick.
That's two tricks
and a run.
But it's part of the combo.
Because in real life, you wouldn't really say a combo, you'd say a line.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that still doesn't feel fair.
But a line.
What to who? What do you mean?
That's like if I did a.
There's no one watching me like, oh, I could skateboard. Why are you doing that? That's not allowed.
I don't know. If I was at the X Games and part of a trick was running around.
They're just like the judge of the X Games. Oh my god, that's a huge loophole. He wins the X Games now. Oh my god.
How do you think the X Games works?
You do a bunch of tricks, people, someone...
You know that there's not like a 2 minute, again, there's no point system, like there's no like 1 minute run where
you're going to do this.
There's judges, yeah.
Okay, well there you go.
But it's like a biggest
they're
trick.
They're ascribing points.
Yeah.
Okay, biggest trick, but if part of that trick was stopping, picking up your skateboard and running.
That's not impressive.
Yeah, then so that's not a trick.
They wouldn't be like, wow, yes, that's a good trick. But also in the game, it's just like a mechanic. It doesn't give you, I think it gives you like another 150 points.
Yeah, but
it's,
you can.
Well, yeah, actually, no, you don't get points for getting off your board.
You can make it part of your combo.
Yeah, but you don't get points for it.
Yeah, but
it just
still,
makes the combo go for longer because you're just getting to another part of a line.
It's still part of the combo.
I guess, yeah.
No, it's.
I'm not really sure what your contention here is. What are you trying to
do? Jackson's saying getting off your board's not impressive. But if you saw someone jump and grab their skateboard out of the air and then
run to a wall and graffiti it and then slap it with a sticker and then go a kickflip and back on, you'd
that be
like,
be
that's
pretty
sick.
Cool. That would be pretty
if anything,
cool.
Because graffitiing and sticker slaps,
you get points
for those.
That's fair.
Mm.
Wait, now, can you do them as part of a combo?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's fair.
I got a little thing pop up that say, because I graffitied twice in a combo.
Oh, yeah, that's cool.
That's actually somebody... very disrespectful.
Yeah, I know. It was a church too.
Oh my God.
That's disgusting.
The other thing I like about this Tony Hawk, and maybe it's just earlier Tony Hawks, and I really want them to, I was hoping they would incorporate into the remakes. Yeah. But all the dumb shit.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like, you can start the. Like, I'm playing as a big Sasquatch man. Because you can just make your character like 8 foot tall.
Yeah, yeah.
It's got a Sasquatch head. You can give him. You can make a whole skeleton man if you want.
Yeah.
You can be a robot.
With like the individual parts of a face, you can like change the jaw size and stuff as well.
I think
right?
so. Yeah. It's like super customizable.
Because I remember when I was playing Thug, I played as a red skeleton man.
Yeah.
And because
exactly.
you were a skeleton, when you changed all the sliders, like if you made the jaw bigger, you just made the jaw bone bigger.
Yeah.
So I had a huge underbite and it rolled. And I think I had a cigar. Yeah. I miss
that's
that too.
That's so much fun.
I miss that too. The new one, I was like, oh yeah, I can make a guy that looks a bit like me, but you can't get wacky,
you can't get
with
crazy.
It.
Yeah, and like there's not even any interesting, like you can just in the new one, this is like
yeah.
you have normal skate clothes.
Mm.
You can't even wear clown shoes.
Yeah, I know.
Not even like a silly hat.
Yeah,
nothing.
That was
bullshit.
Sort of most fun part of Tony Hawk, you know, the original
Make
ones.
Make Tony Hawk dumb again?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, it takes itself too seriously.
Yeah,
now.
I agree.
I also like that it's because you know the remake and the old ones are all you know, they have 2 minutes in a level.
Mm. Yeah.
But this one's like not open world, but there's no timer on a level. The levels are bigger, and you can just run around doing your own thing.
Yep.
Tagging stuff, being a big Sasquatch man or skeleton man or robot or guy with just floating eyes for a head.
Yeah.
And
hear
it's so
R
much
word.
More fun.
Yeah.
Hear the R word and see no women doing anything.
Yeah.
Mm.
Hear Steve-O make a joke about sex.
Yeah.
Not
yeah.
Good.
Is, yeah. Yeah.
How many thumbs?
Highlight
the worst of the game and then make you score it.
Well, here's the thing. I think I've got a really warped view because I used to play this game all the time when it came out on the PSP. So I've got a huge nostalgia factor for it. So I don't know if I can give it an accurate rating.
That's fair.
But...
Well, you better, because this is thumb... Three thumbs.
Well, look, I don't know, because I feel like I would give it a 5 if it had no slurs and more women.
Okay. So 3, but it loses a thumb for slurs, and it loses a thumb for lack of representation.
Yeah, I would say that. I think that's fair.
That's fair.
5 thumbs.
Oh, and also this piece of animal cruelty in this game.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, like what kind?
Well, there's a mission I played in it's a Barcelona level, and you have to light your skateboard on fire, then skate through a flock of birds, and then light a bird on fire.
That's fine.
It's funny. But then I'm like, oh, there'll be a little cutscene and the bird will be on fire, then it'll dive into the water and you'll see it pop up and go, wow.
Yeah.
But the bird just is on fire and then it starts flying and it's on fire and then that's it. So presumably the bird dies in one of the worst ways possible. And also there's a bit where you just unleash, like you have to free a fish, but you just break the aquarium and the fish flops out and dies. It's like, okay, that's fine, I guess.
Yeah. I remember in Tony Hawk 4, you could grind on a rhino. That was pretty cool.
Yeah, that rules.
Yeah.
You can grind on a... Well, you can jump over a bull in the remakes.
Yeah, but the bull's angry.
Yeah. Is there one where you can skitch on a bull or something?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Can you skitch on the bull?
Yeah.
Can you?
Not in the remakes, but in when that level has been in, like...
Yeah, later
the
games.
Remixes or whatever. Yeah.
That's cool. Skitching. Yeah. Sounds like a fake word.
Well, in a way it is. It is made up.
Yeah, that is true. It's a
portmanteau of skating and hitching. All right.
I never figured that out.
Should we explain what skitching is? It's where you are on a skateboard and you hold to the back of a car. And
to build up speed.
Like in Marty McFly does it in...
Yeah.
In,
is there anything else you feel like our listeners need something explained to them? Do you want to explain what a kickflip is? You said kickflip a bunch.
Yeah. They know.
They know.
Should yours I re-explain Tarzoggers?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Explain that's the million-dollar riff. Pog, let's give
so
that
Pog, so Poggers is like... Not based on Pogs.
Don't actually do it. I mean...
Maybe people had forgotten. Who can say? Well, there you go. 3 thumbs.
3 thumbs.
3 thumbs.
Loses 2 thumbs due to aging poorly. Yeah. That's fair enough.
Mm-hmm.
That's fair enough. And now, for a quick word from our sponsors.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Thanks, sponsors.
Thank you, sponsors. And now it is our favorite time of the show.
Time to listen to an email from Joel Dusha. Not from Joel Dusha, from the fans.
That'd be good. That's another theme song for future use.
Yeah.
I hope you got it in one. Well done.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, one take Jake right here.
So, no, Jackson. That was $5 riff.
Yeah. That's fair. That's
I would give it a $6.50, but whatever.
Oh, okay. That's all right. That's pretty good. Money in the bank. So yeah, these people have emailed us at thumbcramspod@gmail.com. And you listeners, you can too. You just head to your mailing app of choice or a website of choice.
Oh.
You hit the 2 button and you type in thumbcramspod@gmail.com. You type a good subject.
Yeah.
You write your email. You hit send. Comes to my phone.
Hey, what do you reckon about video games, thumb cramps, boys?
Yeah.
How many emails do you reckon you get? What do you mean? A week?
I would say 100 a day.
Yeah, 100
just
a day.
Thumb cramps?
Yeah, yeah. Probably 500 a day, actually.
That doesn't seem right.
There's a few emails this week we got that are for Joel Zammit, who, as you may be aware, is not here.
Oh, I can field them. He said, I'm the Joel Zammit this week, so I can field them.
That's good.
Wait, no, we've already done that one. Maybe there's no questions for Joel Zammit. I was just looking at emails we've already read.
Reminiscing.
thinking about that time. Thumb cramps.
Those halcyon days. Damn. Last week.
This is from Winton.
Okay.
Hey, Thumb Cramps. I found this really bizarre game I feel like you guys would enjoy. It's called Wadham. It's on Steam and it's on Switch. It's definitely a weird one. You play as objects making friends, some of them eating others to make new friends. And you get to play as a golden poop. So that's definitely a plus. Keep your thumbs cramping. Forging Winton.
I think I saw Wadham. I think I remember seeing trailers for it.
Yeah, you would also remember Thumb Cramps Review where I reviewed it.
No.
Which Winton also doesn't remember. Yeah. Anyway, yeah, it's made by the same people that made Katamari Damacy.
I remember that about
it. Oh, I know Katamari Damacy. Yeah.
Do you?
It's a weird PS2 game.
Yeah.
So you know that, but you don't know A Link to the Past, one of the most famous video games of all time. You are 19. Today's your birthday.
It's my birthday today. I'm 19 years old today.
That's amazing. Congratulations.
What do you think Caden should do for his last year as a teenager?
Yeah, last year of it being a teen, what should I
do? That's amazing.
I would usually suggest traveling, but, you know, due to unforeseen circumstances, traveling's kind of off the cards.
I go to the beach.
Go to the beach.
Go to the beach once. Got to take that one off the list.
Before I turn 20, I want to go to the beach.
I want to have seen the ocean.
Yeah, I think that'd be good.
Go to the
beach.
See
a crab, see some sand, you know, get an ice cream. That sounds nice.
Okay, so you need to see a crab,
yeah.
See some sand.
Yeah.
And get an ice cream.
Yeah.
Yep. Fish and chips as well.
Fish and chips? Yeah, absolutely. Mm. How do you know?
Sounds like you may have been to a beach before.
How do you know about the fish and chips on the beach?
I've seen movies.
Okay. I think my advice is to live your life at the fullest because once you turn 20, life ends.
Yeah.
Oh, no. It's like the Thunderdome or something.
Yeah. Nothing good happens the moment you turn 20.
Yeah, that's not fair.
Yeah, that's fair.
I think you should travel.
Okay.
Okay, so this email is from Logan. The subject is Ruin My Day.
Okay, Logan.
And, hey boys, my favorite video game series of all time is Monster Hunter.
Oh yeah.
I have a lot of great memories playing through it through the years. Can you give me your objectively wrong opinions on this game franchise so I'm upset for the rest of the day?
I would love to. Okay.
Many thanks, Logan.
For
all right.
One, Logan, the game looks like anime, and I got no time for it. Two, every enemy looks like a goddamn bullet sponge, and every time I see gameplay of it, I just see somebody wailing again and again and again on the same dinosaur, and it doesn't look like it's doing anything, and that looks boring as hell. Mm. Even when you kill the dinosaur, it looks anticlimactic, and all of the monsters look the same.
Well, I've never heard of this game. Mm. It sounds stupid.
Oh!
And also, whoa, fuck you. There we go. Hopefully that upsets him.
Yeah, good. Stop it.
Logan, I honestly couldn't tell you how many Monster Hunter games I've played because every time I play it, I then turn it off and then immediately forget about it.
There you go.
Yeah.
Suck shit, Logan.
Logan, I hope your day's terrible. Logan, when every bad thing happens to you today, know that you deserve it because of that email.
Exactly.
Let us know how your day went.
Yeah.
Unless it's good, in which case, keep it to yourself. Yeah, we don't care.
If it went bad, great.
And last email, and Hayden, as someone with a gaming setup, you'll be able to help with
Jesus
this one.
Jesus Christ.
Game room tips, and this is from Israel.
Yeah.
Dear Thumb Bozos.
That's good.
I love that.
I want to know your tips on game rooms / your favorite gaming environments. Mm-hmm. What's your opinion on RGB lighting? And does it make a game better, a better gamer, or just mask the shadow of existential dread? Mm. Great gaming, boys. Israel.
Thank you,
I don't understand the whole... Why we don't need lights? Why do you need lights on shit? The screen lights up, and that's what you look at.
Your best gaming experiences will be in this situation, right? And I think this is
universal. You've got a Nintendo Switch. No, you're taking a shit.
Yeah.
No. You got a Game Boy Color. You've been told to go to bed.
Yeah.
You're under the covers.
Well, I was imagining it's a Friday night. Finish school. You're in somebody's basement. There's like a comfortable but really old couch used to be the main couch.
Oh, yeah.
There's a TV that's got maybe just one console hooked up to it, and you have one game and a pizza.
Yeah.
And you're like, we're playing Halo all night, boys. Mm-hmm. That's it. But you really play until maybe 1 a.m. and then you go to sleep on the floor of your friend's bedroom.
Oh, that's the
good
shit.
That's kind of pinnacle
doesn't get
gaming,
better than that.
Really, you know? And you're bad at it and you don't beat Halo and you're like, in the morning, we'll keep playing.
And then
but you don't. You
mom
don't.
Picks you up at 10.
Yeah, exactly. That is the ultimate gaming setup. If you could recreate that, Israel, that would be, you'd be gaming with the pros.
You're on a plane.
Yeah.
You're traveling.
Mm-hmm.
You've got a Nintendo Switch.
That's good.
I thought you were going to be like, you play chess on the little headrest computer against someone in B3. Yeah.
That is a good game. You're bonding with someone that you may never connect with, but then maybe you both need to take a shit at the same time 14 hours into your flight.
And you're
this
like,
is a long distance flight.
3B? And they're like, oh my God.
How did you know?
And then you say checkmate and then you wink.
Yeah. Mm. Then you make passionate love in the bathroom. But that's bad because you both needed to go.
Shit first, love second.
That's what you say, like 3B or 1A. All right, shit first, love second.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
My High Club.
And yeah, also another great gaming moment is when you're just taking it, again shit related, mm-hmm, taking mm-hmm. a shit, taking your gaming console of choice into the bathroom,
PS4,
and you piss and shit, and so you can't piss and shit no more. Mm-hmm. You look at the time, you realize 25 minutes have passed. Everyone's upset at you, but you've made a little bit of progress.
Can
in
I hit?
The game.
Can I hit you up with another one?
Oh,
yeah. Okay. Yep. You're 16. Yep. You've got a you've got class. Ooh. Okay, sub teacher. Substitute teacher doesn't give a shit.
Oh.
One of your friends has Minecraft or even like Doom,
yes,
or like even Halo again.
Age of Empires. Age of Empires. Play in the back of maths class.
Yeah, and they're like, yep, "Oh, I've got it downloaded." You and some people you never normally play games with because you're just in class together. Mm. All end up playing. Well, the teacher doesn't give a shit in the front.
Yeah.
That's another good gaming situation.
I used to do that exact thing, except because it was the first year that laptops were introduced to computers, and we all had Age of Empires, and so we'd just have a big LAN party every maths class. And we'd never had a sub, but she didn't try very hard to make us do maths.
Are you good at maths now?
No, now I'm an idiot.
But you're great at Age of Empires.
Yeah, you know what? I wouldn't change a thing.
Yeah. I think the last situation, the last perfect gaming moment, if you're looking to something for your gaming room, is... Mm. You need it to be 2003,
uh-huh,
and you need to go to newgrounds.com, and you need to hit 18 plus.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You need to find the most porno game you can.
Yes.
But you got to make sure it's got a title that if someone sees on the search bar, it's not too porno.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you just play that until your heart's content.
Till your heart bursts from
too much porno.
Can I give you one last one?
Yeah,
you
can. And then I want to do one more last one.
Okay.
You've got a friend who...
Wait, hang on. Which is a stronger ender? Decide quickly.
I think mine's a nice bookend, I think.
Okay, cool.
We'll finish with you. Okay. So you got a friend who you don't care super much for, okay?
Yep. You hate
they
this
have
friend.
A copy of GTA San Andreas.
Yeah.
Oh, and your mum doesn't let you play it?
Mum doesn't let you play it. But you know they have it, and you know if you go over to their house, you will get to play it.
Because their mums don't care about them.
Yeah. So you go over to their house after school, and whilst they sit bored watching you, because they can play at any time, you get in the combine harvester and mow down civilians.
And then they say, it's my turn. You go, but I'm the guest!
And you also say, I never get to play it. I don't have it at home. You can play this whenever you want.
You can play this anytime.
Yeah. That's another good gaming situation.
Yep. I think, but the perfect gaming situation.
The number one.
Is when you spend $6,000 to $7,000 on a computer and put lots of lights and stuff in it and sit alone in your room as an adult.
Yeah.
That doesn't get better than that.
Yes. When you finish the game and you turn off your computer and you just stare at this, your face reflected.
And you go, I could have invested this money.
And you go, wow, I'm nearly 30. And that's the good one.
And then you whisper to yourself, Black Mirror.
Yeah. Oh, man, I'm never going to buy a house.
What if I had to have sex with a pig and I was a prime minister?
Would I do it? I mean, that would I don't think I'd. But the princess? I don't know.
What would I do?
And you can also tweet us at ThumbCrimesPod like James D.H. did. Hi, guys. Question for the show. What's your favorite apocalyptic game? Mine's Dying Light. How about yours?
The Mad Max game was fun when it didn't suck shit. So.
Didn't it suck shit from day dot to 2 weeks later when everyone stopped playing it?
Well, it had just some fun, like... The way you could drive the car and shunt the car was cool. So, like, if you got in, like,
So we've described skitching. Can you describe shunting
what's
your car?
Shunting?
Okay, so imagine you've got your PS4 controller, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm
there. And you got your trigger for accelerating.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But if you press the button, your car shifts rapidly to the side, left or right, depending on the button. So if you're chasing a convoy of evil war boys, you can get alongside a car and shunt it so that it gets knocked off the road and smashed into a rock and explodes.
Cool.
And that was always very satisfying.
Yeah. Mm.
But also in the Mad Max game, there was like a petrol meter and you could collect petrol to refuel your car,
mm-hmm,
which sounds really cool. Except
sounds like real life.
Yeah, but like, I don't know, you want the Mad Max experience of you're being chased by some war boys and you get ding, 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 and you're like, oh no.
Yeah.
Except I found out that you could never run out of petrol. It was meaningless.
Oh.
Yeah,
that sucks.
It was just a meaningless, it didn't do anything.
Oh.
Also, Max was the only person with an Australian accent. Everybody else had an
accent.
So look, when it didn't suck shit, the Mad Max game is my answer.
Doom? Does that count? I'm picking Doom. What about you?
The Sims when I play it.
Hey, that's funny.
That's a good choice.
I reckon that's probably a $2 million.
It's not double Tezoggers.
Okay. Tezoggers still wins, dude.
All right. Well, if you want to email us, you can email us at thumbcrampspod@gmail.com or you can tweet us at thumbcrampspod. And this episode has been Tezoggers Thumbs.
Yeah. Tezoggers
Thumbs podcast.
Yeah. Tezoggers. Yeah.
And you can find us all on Twitch. Hayden, you're at twitch.tv/HaydenHaydenHaydenHaydenHer.
It's, yeah, four Haydens and then a H.
Yeah. Jackson, you're available on twitch.tv/JacksonBailey.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm twitch.tv/DushaForever. All of this will be in the show notes below. I do not know why I'm ending the episode like this.
It's crazy. It's
also, my podcast, The Weekly Muniz. There'll be a new episode soon, probably, maybe. I don't
know. That's so exciting.
It's a podcast about Frankie Muniz. It's the worst.
Most people don't end their plug by saying it's the worst.
Well, I'm honest, you know?
Yeah.
Do you want new listeners or not?
Whatever.
That's good reverse psychology.
Doesn't bother me.
People are like, I'm going to show him. I'm listening right now.
Don't start with episode one, though, because that truly is awful.
What episode would you recommend they start with?
Ah, fuck, I don't know. Figure it out.
Is there anything else you want to plug?
Nah.
Your Twitter? I'll include that in the show notes.
All right. Okay. At Hayden Bleach on Twitter and Instagram.
Yeah, there you go. All right.
Thank you for coming, Hayden.
Thanks for having me.
No Anytime.
Worries. I assume we're going back next week.
Yeah. Joel's done. Zam's dead.
So. Yeah. Great.
He got hit by a
Nintendo
Eagle.
Switch.
Eagle.
$1 million bit.
Hey, thanks for listening. Do us a huge favor and leave a rating and review on whatever platform you're listening to this beautiful podcast on. Also, be sure to check out Sanspence Radio's objectively better gaming podcast, All the Small Games, hosted by Andrew Levins and John Valenzuela, two true professionals.